this whole thing, we look at life like it's about what you can get from life. And I think, you know, I read something, I was like, that's not what it is. You're going to always be unfulfilled if you look at life like that. It's about knowing you're going to leave one day. And, you know, when you leave, the only way you're going to be fulfilled is if you know you gave everything you had.
You already know what time it is. We're Over the Top, the podcast with your host, Damon Hicks. You already know the father, the entrepreneur, the investor, the leader, the philosopher, all above. Stop playing with me. Let's get into it. Tap in.
This episode is sponsored by The Win, and The Win is my clothing brand, which represent a lot of inspirational quotes. You can get you a hoodie that says, growing mentally, physically, and spiritually, or you can get you a hoodie that says, watch me manifest everything I want, or you can get you a hoodie or a shirt that says, elevate. All those in a lot of sizes, different colors. You can go to the website called thewin.store, or you can hit the link in my bio. My Instagram name is _IamDamon, and I'm going to put it in the podcast as well. So enjoy this episode.
So I'm back with another one with Over the Top, the podcast. And I know I've been gone for a little minute, but I promise you it's going to be worth it, y'all. And I got a lot of podcast episodes coming up. I appreciate everybody that been listening to my podcast. If anything that I ever said in my podcast resonated with y'all, please share my podcast. That's how I grow. That's how I get motivated and inspired to keep doing this. And, man, this episode that I got today, I feel like it's going to be fire for a lot of people. And, I took time thinking about what podcast I wanted to do next. And this was something that resonated with me because I feel like a lot of people go through this, and when they don't know what to do next, or when they stuck in like a certain position, I'm gonna just get straight into it. So look, the episode I'm talking about right now is basically focusing on yourself. And I feel like when you focus on yourself, you reach the highest potential of yourself. And I say that because you tunnel vision in yourself. So what do you mean by that, Damon? That's what I mean. So say you ever been in a position, right, where someone asks you for help, right? And you know you didn't have it to help, but you helped them anyways. And then turn around, you needed help, right? And they had it, right? And what happened? They didn't give it to you, right? So this is what I mean by, I always say now, I got a new philosophy. It's being selfish is self-love. Because for anybody else around you to be straight, you know what I'm saying? Or the people that you want to be straight, you have to be straight. So I tell a lot of people, I tell a lot of young fathers, you know, if you straight, your kids are going to be straight. But if you not straight, your kids not going to be straight, period, point blank. So every step that you make for yourself, everybody else around you, you know what I'm saying, like the circle of your people should be straight. And so I just like to tell people to really focus on yourself. And what I mean by focusing on yourself is making sure your foundation is straight. Like making sure your eating habits is straight. Like this is just off of my experience and my philosophies and my thoughts. And this will help me elevate to a whole nother level when I started to really, really, really focus on myself and really, really, really put myself first. Because a lot of people in our generation, y'all, don't know how to put ourselves first. So if you listen to this and you haven't put yourself first, start doing that, because that's what's going to help you get to that next level. The same people that you're going to be helping out, ask yourself this question. What would they do if you weren't there to help them? I'm pretty sure they're going to make a way, or they're just not going to have it. Because at the end of the day, if you keep giving to everybody, when are you going to have enough to give to yourself? And that was something I had to think for last year. Like, I was giving. And it's good to give. I ain't saying it's not good to give. But at the end of the day, you got to make sure your mental is straight. You got to make sure your spirit is straight. You got to make sure your finances is straight. You as a person, you got to make sure all that is straight, because if that's not straight, nothing else, you're going to be depressed and be trying to figure out why you're depressed, because you ain't been putting yourself first. Like really putting yourself first, really focusing on you, really making sure that the stuff in your life you want, don't feel guilty for doing nothing for yourself. That's something that I really had to learn. And I don't know if y'all notice, like, how if you start working on yourself, how other people around you start feeling. And this is something I really wanted to talk about, because I experienced it myself with close friends, close family. And it's like, I know some of y'all didn't experience it, so I ain't the only one to experience it. When you really start working on yourself, the people around you will start saying little things and start reminding you of the old person you was. Like I said this on my Instagram. You know, people like to remind you who you used to be because they mad because they're not growing themselves. And so when you start focusing on yourself and you start rather hitting the gym or you start really investing into yourself, with your self-development or with the financial literacy, when you start really growing mentally, physically, spiritually, and financially, watch how the people around you get to feeling some type of way because you vibrating, you elevating on a whole nother level that they just not doing for whatever reason. But that's why this whole podcast that I've just been thinking about doing, I'm like, I really want to talk to people about just really focusing on yourself, really tunnel vision and really trying to help y'all understand, like, that's what's going to get you to the next level. Because at the end of the day, self-love is being selfish. Think about all the people that are selfish right now, where they at. And I ain't saying as in selfish as in, like, just being, like, extra, ain't blessing people and stuff like that. I'm just saying as in putting yourself first. And this is my philosophy. And this is how I've been growing lately. Another thing. I don't know if anybody ever taught y'all this. But it's something that I think I wish I would have learned a little bit earlier in life. And that's, you know, never let your left hand know about your right hand. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't give people knives to stab you with. I don't know if that's a quote or not. But what I mean by that is don't give people too much of your information. When you need to vent, hey, your best friend that you want to vent to, your closest people that you want to vent to, you literally giving them weapons to use when y'all in an argument. That was just something I wanted to put out there, you know. Just don't do that. Don't do that at all. I don't even know I went to that subject, but we ain't even gonna get to that subject. But I really just wanted to talk more about just focus on yourself. And it was another thing I wanted to talk about as well. And this is just talking about just like really living in a moment. And so this is a little something that's a little bit different, but I wanted to talk about this as well because there's been a lot I've been thinking about and I've been wanting to share with y'all on my podcast. Because, you know, sometimes I have guests on here and this episode is a solo. And I just want to drop some gems, just straight gems on y'all. All these things, all these experiences that I've been thinking about and I've just been learning. And it's been a crazy experience for me. It's been a good experience for me these last little couple months. For me just eating different, for me just thinking different, for me just understanding that, oh, I really got to put myself first. I really got to put myself first to really win in the success that I'm trying to get in the future. So, anyways, living in the moment was one of the things that I wanted to talk about as well because I feel like we all move too fast in this world that we live in this generation. It seems like we try to get somewhere that we really don't know where we're trying to go. And I really mean as in like, say as if you have a graduation coming up or say you have something special coming up, your birthday. Think about how fast we move through those days and we don't really live in the moment, like really enjoy those moments. I'm going to give y'all an example. So I got a friend of mine and we actually did a podcast, the young guy that had $1.7 million in scholarship. His name Juwan. So before his open house, I had talked to him and he was telling me how, you know, he graduated debt free and he invited me to his open house. And as I was talking to him, I first told him, like, look what you accomplished. Like, look what you did, bro. Like that's amazing. Like first be aware of that. So like when you're in a position where you accomplish something big and you accomplish something great like that, you got to look at what you accomplished. Like, look at the odds that you beat. I know that's off subject a little bit, but you know, I'm going to get back on subject. But look, So, well, really, I was just telling them, like, bro, you got to live in a moment. Like, when you about to go to this open house, understand that you're not going to live this day again. Like, look at all the people that's going to be at this event supporting you. Like, take this in. Like, breathe. Like, enjoy this moment. Really live, like, really live in this moment. So, like, when we get to those days, rather it's birthdays, like I said, rather it's accomplishments that we have, rather it's just a day where you feeling good, a day that you get to spend with your family, holidays, or whatever it is, you got to really slow down, be in a moment, really live in a moment, breathe. I read this book that was called The Art of Communication, and it talked about your breathing, and when you in a moment of something like that, just really breathe and be there. You know what I'm saying? You know how our minds in our generation, you know, we all deal with, you know, depression and things like that. So our minds be everywhere. Most of us, I'm an overthinker. I don't know about y'all, but I'm an overthinker. So when we overthink, we be other places. We don't be in that moment. Our minds be gone. So the way you be in the moment to me is really breathing, understanding, thinking, being conscious of that you there. And so I was telling him, like, man, be in the moment. Like, enjoy that moment. Like, really live it and juice it and just, you know, embrace it. And so I really had told him that because of the experience that I had last year when I had wrote my book. I had ended up texting one of my mentors and said, what should be my next step? He said, it really shouldn't be no next step right now. You should be just enjoying the moment. And for a long time, I didn't understand what he meant by that. But now I do understand what he meant. If I would have really enjoyed that moment, really soak in all the praise that I was getting, all the love that I was getting, all the calls that I was getting, really enjoyed that moment instead of trying to get to that next step. What I need to be doing next? What I need? How do I? You know, just like my friend I just told you about. Now think about, he just graduated from college, and now he about to trying to look for a job. Instead of just, we not thinking about the job right now. We enjoying the moment that we in right now. So, just like me, I was thinking about the next step. Next step. I'm flying past those beautiful moments and that accomplishment so fast, I really didn't get to enjoy it and soak it in like I wanted to. So that's why I wanted to let y'all know, whenever y'all get in a position, when you accomplish something, it don't matter if it's big or small, because we about to get to that next. We about to get to the small, appreciating the small wins. We about to get to that next, because that was something else I wanted to talk about in this episode. But anytime you get in a position, that you just feeling like you having a great day, rather, like I said, if you at a family event and there's some people that you don't get to see that often, soak it up, enjoy that moment, live in the moment. Like every time, so as y'all know, I got daughters. Every time I'm somewhere out with my daughters, say it's their birthday or something, and we at a birthday party, I'm soaking it in. I'm, cause I know I won't get this day again. My baby girl only gonna be this age. And this is going to be her birthday one time. This is right here, right? Until next year. But right now, I got to enjoy this moment. Matter of fact, yeah, another example. So when I'm out of town, anytime I'm out of town, somewhere or a concert or something, I soak in that moment. I enjoy that moment. I'm here. I'm nowhere else. I'm not thinking. I'm here enjoying this moment. But I'm going to get off that. Now I'm on to this next one. It's something that I really wanted to talk about as well. Appreciating the small wins. Appreciating the small wins. That's something that a lot of people in my generation, they don't appreciate. And I can say I didn't appreciate it at one point in time either. Because, you know, we trying to get to them big wins. Like, forget them small ones. We trying to get to the, that's not how you do it. And what I realize is when you appreciate the small wins, the big ones going to feel even better. Because you appreciated the small steps, the baby steps. And I'm going to tell y'all what I mean by that as well. So what I mean by that as well is, say you want to start a YouTube, say you want to start a podcast, say you a female and you doing hair, you doing nails, you doing lashes, say you a dude and you doing, you a barber, you get your first clients, if you a coach or whatever it is that you doing, you want to appreciate that first person, because you got to think about it, that time, that person believed in you, or that person took time out their day to either listen to your podcast, watch your podcast. Like, to this day, I be appreciative of all the people that listen to my podcast, because you got to think, not that I'm in competition with Netflix, Spotify, all these music plays, Facebook, Instagram. It's just a simple fact of, I look at it like this. In my generation, think about all the things a person could be doing rather than listen to my podcast. And for that one person to listen to my podcast, take their time out that day to listen to my podcast, why wouldn't I be appreciative of that? And so when I first started my podcast, that's what helped me. That's what helped you grow in whatever it is that you're doing. Like I said, the YouTube, you got clients for whatever it is. That's what'll help you, you know, won't get discriminated. I mean, what's the word I'm looking for? Won't get discouraged. You won't get discouraged because you got people, you appreciating a small thing. You're appreciating that one person that's listening to whatever it is that you're doing. And so with that, that's what keep me going. That's what keep me, inspired, motivated. Every time I upload a podcast and I see that people be listening to my podcast, I be appreciated because everybody started that square one, like I was saying in the last my last podcast. Everybody started square one. Nobody start at 100. You know what I'm saying? Like I said in the other podcast, you go look at Jeff Bezos. If you know Jeff Bezos is the Amazon, the owner of Amazon, go Google some of his pictures of Amazon when they first started. Go look at the sign of Amazon when it first started. They didn't start at 100. You gotta appreciate the small wins. You think he didn't appreciate the first customer? How I look at it is, if you could get one person to buy something, that means you could get multiple. If you could get one person to see your value, that means you could get multiple people to see your value. The simple fact is, and this is what a lot of people don't understand, is it's not the fact that you either have bad product or good product, or the fact that whatever it is that you're selling or whatever it is you want people to tune into is not bad. It's just the simple fact they're not aware of what it is that you're doing. So a lot of people get discouraged because they feel like, dang, I'm not getting a lot of love with this. But no, you is. You got that one person that's tuning into everything that you do. You just ain't appreciating that one person yet. I get another job. I got a favorite. This is a little off subject, but look, I got a favorite rapper. His name Westside Boogie. Shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? Go listen to him. But nah, his name Westside Boogie. And he's an underground rapper. But guess what? I'm not a fan of Future. I'm not a fan of none of the other rappers like that. I'm a fan of Westside Boogie. He might not even know that. He only got about 800,000 followers on Instagram. But if he knew that he had people that was fans of him and that appreciated his work, just like I know it's people that appreciate my podcast and enjoy my podcast, I'm going to appreciate the people that I have. Why? Because I know everything, every small win, every small win is going to get you to the next level. And that's that. I feel like everything that I just talked about in this podcast episode just tying to one. Because first, putting yourself first, living in the moment, enjoying the small wins. Think about how much better your life would be if you just, you know, executed an audit. You know what I'm saying? Just putting you first. That's the biggest one. That's the biggest one. You know what I'm saying? Living in the moment so you can enjoy the moment. That take a lot of, that take away a lot of anxiety and depression. Like I said, I dealt with depression. I still do depression from time to time. And this episode I'm going to talk about with anti-depression foods. If y'all want me to talk about it, inbox me. After you listen to this episode, inbox me and let me know if you want to hear the episode. But living in the moment, small wins, it all ties to the same thing. You know, so it's just like, I just want y'all to, you know what I'm saying, just elevate on a whole nother level. That's why I decided to do an episode by myself this time and really just drop some of the lessons and things that I learned throughout these like last couple of weeks and months. Months. Can't even say that. But I just wanted to drop that, some of that on y'all because all that changed my life, made me think differently. That's what you call mindset right there. That's literally what you call mindset right there because a lot of people don't know how to live for themselves. They be living for other people. And I won't say, yes, there's something wrong with that. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. There's something wrong with that. Because it's funny. I was watching this video. And I know most of y'all know who this dude is. His name is Kevin Samuels. Y'all got y'all own opinion on him. I don't care. But anyway, I was watching this video of him. And he would ask these people, okay, like, why you ain't where you want to be? And their excuse would be because of somebody else. So it was a young dude who called in, and the guy was like, "What should I do differently?" And he was like, "Okay, what do you want to do?" And he was like, "Well, I want to move here, but I kind of don't want to move here because my little sister and my big brother, I'm just trying to get in a position where I can." And Kevin Samuels said, "You got to put yourself in a position where you can be straight. How you trying to do stuff for other people and you ain't straight? You ain't in the position yourself." So he was saying that and just realizing all the mistakes I made younger doing stuff for other people, and just not put myself first, really. And that's really what I wanted to talk about, man. But if y'all enjoyed this episode, send it to somebody. If you enjoyed this episode, let me know. Tag me in it. Screenshot this episode.
I hope y'all enjoyed that episode. Look, I want y'all to go check out my book, which is called Keys to Elevate. 3 powerful chapters: environment, positive thinking, and intentional action. These are the keys to elevate. This is just my philosophy. I feel like it'll help a lot of people out. And it's only $9.99, which is $10 going invest into yourself. You can grab that in my link in my bio on Instagram. My Instagram name is _IamDemond. Go check that out. I promise you won't regret it.
And so, look, man, I'm going to add this segment to the end of it, man. If you know anybody that want their brand promoted or anything, make sure you inbox me at _IamDemond on Instagram. I'm interested in putting anybody, any segment, anybody to do music, anybody to do lashes. If you're a female and you want your lashes, if you're a barber and you want your stuff promoted, if you know anybody that want anything promoted, I'm not charging much, putting one segment in the beginning, one segment in the end. You know what I'm saying? So if you know anybody that want their things promoted, let me know and inbox me.